The Pittsfield, Massachusetts City Council approved an $8.5 million borrowing plan at Tuesday night's meeting. The meeting also featured a counselor sparring with the mayor. Mayor Linda Tyer submitted an $8,470,000 borrowing request to the council for capital improvement projects for fiscal year 2021. The spending plan included big-ticket items like $2.5 million on street improvements and $750,000 to replace the roof of the Berkshire Athenaeum. But the biggest slice of the pie went to school improvements, with $800,000 to overhaul Pittsfield High School's heating controls and $3.3 million to install a new security system in schools citywide. Director of Building Maintenance Brian Filio said the pneumatic heating system in the school that serves almost 1,000 students is archaic and riddled with holes.
The system is breaking down and we can't find these leaks. They're somewhere in walls. And as a result, our night system is really damaged. And what would happen is you'd come in the morning and that building would be 110 degrees in there. And then we'd kick into the day setting, we'd have a little better control. Since we've discovered that, we've actually shut down the night setting where we're only gonna be running on the day setting. But once again, we're hobbling along with that. We're trying to control this building. The problem we're running into is being the pneumatics, some units are running wide open, some units are running like they're supposed to. It's the Wild West. I have no controls.
Interim District Health and Safety Coordinator Eric Lamoureux explained why the city needed to overhaul both the door entry systems and install and upgrade camera systems in the city's schools.
Currently, the door system is an old Hubman system. Brian can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that was installed back in like 06, 07. And they've been working every year over the past couple of years trying to fix failing systems in certain buildings. Currently this year, including the administration building, we have the administration building and three other schools that we cannot access that system to add any new staff in, that include Pittsfield Public School staff, as well as anybody new on the police department or the fire department. Any new fobs cannot be added to those systems currently.
Lamoureux said installing the Avigilon system currently in use at Taconic High School, as well as the police and fire departments, would unify the city with both door access and security cameras.
And this time it would also include the elementary schools. Currently our four secondary schools are the only schools that have camera systems. And we would look to expand that to the elementary level. And this would just be exterior cameras and then interior areas, talking about common areas, hallways, and things like that.
The borrowing will also fund the construction of a dog park and the expansion of the city's skate park. Later in the meeting, Ward 7 Councilor Anthony Mafuccio pushed the mayor to explain her plan to care for the city's unhoused population.
We're coming into the winter months. We have 101 homeless people. 10 of them are at Barton's Crossings. 13 of them are at Barton Crossings Transitional. So that puts about 78 to 80 people out on the streets.
He said there is confusion about the closure of the temporary emergency shelter operated by ServiceNet at the former St. Joseph's High School in downtown Pittsfield, and claimed Tyer hadn't updated the council about her conversations with state legislators.
Through the chair to the mayor, I'd like to know what the plan is for shelter and the homeless.
ServiceNet is the city's licensed provider for homeless sheltering. And winter sheltering begins November 1st and goes through May 1st.
Tyer.
There are a number of options available, including St. Joseph's High School. And certainly COVID-19 is impacting the method by which ServiceNet will provide winter sheltering. That continues to be part of the challenge for ServiceNet.
She disputed Mafuccio's numbers.
It's my understanding that ServiceNet is anticipating the need to find shelter for about 50 people.
Mafuccio and Tyer went back and forth on the topic before the counselor concluded by criticizing Tyer for failing to keep up with weekly updates about the unhoused, the pandemic, and other subjects related to the city.
You don't think it's your responsibility to inform the legislative body, which we are, the city council?
I will inform you, counselor, when I have something definitive to tell you.
The council referred another petition from Mafuccio to the Board of Health and the mayor, calling on Pittsfield to enforce mask wearing in the city during the pandemic. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.